It's crazy.
Well, plumbers, Anthony speaking.
Hey, Anthony, this is Sahak with Local Splash calling you back.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How you doing?
Listen, we talked about a package where you would get me back up on Google and in the search map and all the good stuff.
All the good stuff.
Remember the price you quoted me on that?
You have it in front of you? I believe it was $249, right?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
It was something like that.
Could you tell me what you're going to provide to me for that, and we'll sign up for it right now.
Okay, sounds good. So you got your first page listing on Google, of course. Then also you're on the first page of Bing, the Microsoft search engine. Then over 60 different directories, just to name a couple for you. Yahoo, Yelp, Bing, Better Business Bureau, Yellow Pages, White Pages, Alexa. I mean, basically if they're searching in Androids, iPhones, you know, tablets, Alexas in their car for voice activated searches, boom, you pop up as one of those top recommended companies. Then we're also going to get you on sponsored Facebook ads. We can see about a website, unless you already have one. We'll run traffic and analytics on it for you. Like, we cover it all. We're one of those like A to Z marketing companies.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm liking that.
And then for sure. Yeah. It's not just the listing on Google. We cover it all.
All right. I want to go ahead and do it. Right now I'm in the middle of installing a piece of equipment, so let's do it while I'm doing this.
Okay.
I'm working at the same time. Hope you don't mind.
No, hey, I'm all about multitasking myself, so all good. now, as for, let's see here, for where you want to be verified through Google, now, if you don't have a brick and mortar or an office, that's okay. This is just to verify you through Google. We don't have to list it online. What would be a good address for that?
You're going to list I work out of my home, so my mailing address is a P.O. box. Okay, my mailing address, is that what you want?
Because they're going to send a postcard from Google to verify this address for the ping on the local map, but they're not going to list your address, so people aren't going to, you know, just find your house like a bunch of crazy.
Yeah, because I live in an HOA, I can't receive mail at my house, so I have to use a P.O. box.
So
I do have a physical address, but I have to. My mail has to go to a P.O. box.
To the P.O. box, okay, got you. So give me that one then first.
P.O. Box 2099. Hang on a minute. Let me help him. Let's tilt it back to me and we'll walk it. P.O. Box 2099.
Mm-hmm.
Pocono Summit. That's P-O-C-O-N-O. Summit, Pennsylvania.
Pocono,
I'm not trying to fight you.
Oh, then it's just the weight.
Yep. 18346. Now I'm going to roll back and back. Yep. Just keep walking it.
There it is. Okay. And then this is the number you'd like listed online for contact with clients, the 570982?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Yep.
And we'll see you here. And then what's a good address for you, Anthony?
That's my P.O. box.
Sorry. Email address.
A period. To finish at hotmail.com.
At Hotmail.
I feel like I'm fighting you. Can I just let you do it? I feel like I'm fighting
you.
Come this over here. We'll do it together on this side. I know, but we're going to tilt it back and walk it over. Yeah, period, to finish at hotmail.com.
At hotmail.com. There we go. Save that.
Tilt it back.
Okay, and now for your Google business profile, like how you'd like it to appear, hours of operation, is that like a 8 to 6 or 9 to 5? Or
Make it a 8 to 5.
8 to 5. Okay. One sec. Just inputting this now. 8 to 5. Okay. And then for contact with clients, do you want them to contact you through phone, text, and email?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. More opportunity that way, I figure.
Yeah.
Okay, and then for areas that you want to target, we can have up to 12. We can even narrow it down to zip codes, but, I mean, whatever is going to be better for you.
Let's go with a 25-mile network, a 30-mile radius. Can we do that?
30-mile radius from that. The other address you were going to give me, right? What's the other address, the home address?
30.
You want it from there?
33.
Yeah, you want it from there.
Yes, 3304. Mike, it's coming all the way down to you. We're moving 600-pound piece of equipment right now. I apologize.
Oh, no, it's okay. Hey, man, I talked to you. Like, seriously.
Trying to wiggle a Harley Davidson out of a house. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
All right, go ahead. There we go.
So, 3304, what was the rest?
Beach Ridge. That's B-E-E. Beach Ridge Drive.
Beach Ridge Drive. Okay, and then the city and zip?
Pocono Summit.
Same, okay, Pocono.
Just make sure it's not on that wire. But that's good. Just knock it off right there.
Okay. And let's see. We're including everything else. Okay. And then for, we're going to use your website, right?
Yes.
You don't want to use
that's
the one? Yeah.
No, that's, well, is it all included?
It'd be $299 instead of $249. They'll build you a brand new state-of-the-art site. They'll run traffic on it. I mean, this is like you could do scheduling, billing through there. It's Google template, super legit.
Let's go with super legit, huh? $299.
Yeah, like only $50 more because with the credit I applied from before. I mean, yeah, I can get it in for just $50. So it'd be just $50 more, and you get the whole site to go along with the Google Business Profile, all your directories and everything. And it's state-of-the-art, like Google template. You can put scheduling through there, billing. Like we can put your content, your, you know.
Oh, I already have a website now. I already have a website, DefendusPlumbing.com.
Okay.
What do I do? Because I have a small marketing company that used to do the same job you're doing for me now.
Right.
Back maybe 5 years ago. And I wanted to get back to my union work to retire, so I kind of let it go. Then I went back to calling them. They maintain my website, but they give me no business at all. They don't direct anything. So I'm not paying a lot for what they're doing, but I do own them. I do own the...
Not really doing anything.
No. So is this maybe you could do something with that website and I could just...
We could use...
Just get
yeah,
rid of
we
them.
Could just go with that site and then we'll run the traffic and everything on there for you. So yeah, you get what you pay for sure. Yeah.
Okay. And you can redesign it. You can upgrade it. You can make it look better.
So
you can do whatever it takes.
That's the only thing we can't do is edit. That's why I usually recommend building the new site. And then you could just discontinue them and we'll give you a brand new site. Because then
you
we can do editing.
Domain name?
Would you be able to obtain it from them or do you own it already?
I own it. I already own it.
Okay. Yes. Then yes, we can. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Okay. So for $299 every month.
Only $50 more and you get the site too. Yeah.
All right. See, I don't think anybody's going to websites anymore anyway. They're just asking for the plumber's number, and it comes up, and they click it. I don't even think I need them. You know what I mean?
Well, for nowadays, I think, especially because we're going to set you up on the first page of Google, all these directories, we want to have a place for them to go, right? And if the site's even more, you know, like advanced looking, that's even more better because you're going to have, you see, you have good reviews, you have a good site. They're like, okay, this is definitely the guy I'm going to call. Right.
One second. Mike, can you get me a piece of memory paper? Mike, can you get me a piece of memory paper? Excuse me. All right.
No worries. All good.
Yeah, not so you're going to redesign it. Okay, go ahead. Just do it. Let's do it.
Okay. Let's do it. Yeah. All right, great. And then for keywords that you want to show up for, we can narrow up to 15. If you don't have them all in this moment, that's okay. Just give me the ones you do have. And then I'm going to set you up with a time with our tech to input all this, create your site, do all that. You can give him the rest and then before it goes live. So whatever ones you have now, all good.
Plumbing
for sure. Yep.
Plumbing repair. Plumbing service. Okay.
Plumbing contracting.
Plumbing contractors, I should say.
Yeah. Plumbing contractors near me, exactly. Yeah.
Water heaters.
Water heaters, okay.
Wells. Well repair. Okay. It's not well repair, just, yeah, well water, or well, yeah.
Well, yeah, because even if they put well repair, as long as the word well is in there, it'll pop up, yeah.
Commercial plumbing. Yeah, can you think of any good words?
Actually, the tech can let you know of ones that have high search volumes, too. So
that's what I want, then.
Yeah, I'll have him help you with the rest. Okay, perfect. And then
quarter minus
Let's see here. And did you say you were moving a, you said a Harley Davidson out of a house?
No, I said I'm moving a piece of equipment. A piece of equipment as big and as
heavy as a Harley
Davidson. out of a house. 9 3/4, okay. Mike Halfinch.
9 3/4, we go. Okay, now, let's see here.
We're gonna be done.
And then you said for billing, the address is going to be the 3304 Beach Ridge?
No, billing address is P.O. Box 2099.
Oh, it's the same. Okay, perfect.
That's all my mail. Everything goes to that. I don't want any advertising with my address on it. Nothing. I just want
of
the
course.
PO box.
Yeah, no, definitely. Makes sense. Yeah, we're not going to list address or anything like that. So that's 18346?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Yes, Mike.
Okay, and then let's see here. It's a Visa or a MasterCard?
Yes, Visa.
Okay. And then go ahead with the number whenever you're ready.
Well, how fast will this be up?
So I'll give you the breakdown. So today I set you up. I'll set you up with the tech either later today. Would you have time later
That's
today
fine.
To talk with him?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. So then, yeah, sooner the better. So, yeah, then you speak with him. We have your – let's see here. I'll go through the details on the timeline just so you know exactly. Okay. So then we set you up with – the content control and the quality control, that's today. Then it'll be 5 to 7. We'll set up your reporting dashboard, the ones that customize tracking and reporting system, your directory submissions, that's within a week. Then day 7 to 14, we hook up the webpage, also your Facebook ads. Then day 30 to 45, the listings begin to appear, rankings increase over time. Then after that, it's just optimization. So I'd say average is 30 to 45 days. Now, have I seen it done faster? Yes, but I'd rather just go with the average, be transparent up front. That way, if it's done faster, we're all the more happy.
As we all know, it takes time. And
of
once
course.
It hits, it takes even longer. How much time do you think before I start to see some traction? You know what
so
I mean?
So traction, after the 30 to 45 days, it may even be sooner, but let's go with the average. 30 to 45
right.
days, you're seeing it happen. Yeah,
all right.
Definitely.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
what
day of the month can I arrange my automatic, because I'm sure it's an automated deduction out of my account, correct?
Right. So what we're going to do is the first payment will be today, and then if you want to switch the date of payment, like for the next one, I can make a note for the tech, and they can do that for you.
Yeah, I want to switch it to like the 18th, so it's the middle of the month, not the beginning of the month or the end of the month.
Exactly. Okay, so right. So we'll do the first one today, and then I'll make a note you want to set
That's
it
fine.
For the 18th going forward. Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can definitely do that.
After I get my first full month.
Yeah, exactly.
The free stuff.
Go.
I just don't want to be whacked when I'm not ready because I'm rebuilding something out of nothing here, and I don't have money to burn. I mean, I'm down to the nub. All right.
And
I'm
counting
on
note
you. Listen to me, bro. I am fucking counting on you.
All right. No. You can put your faith in me. I appreciate that.
All right.
Yeah, for sure. Now, you said it was a Visa. Go ahead with the number whenever you're ready.
I'm ready. Hang on a minute.
Yeah.
I'm going to put it. It's out of my hand. My credit card. I just have it in my hand. Yeah. Okay, I got to find it. Stuff in my hands. I do it right now. Oh, here it is. Okay, it's a Visa. It's 4147. It's very faded, so give me, and I can't say I'm old. 4741.
It's okay. 41.
6580.
6580.
0380.
0380.
I believe it's 7196.
7196. Okay, so just to confirm, 4741-6580, 0380. 7196.
Right.
Okay. And then the expiration?
4/25.
4/25. And then the code on the back?
738.
738. Okay. So, yep, looks like it was successful. So now I'm going to set up your security question. There's three options. This is where you know it says when we're calling, more secure. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay, mother's maiden name, and then the name?
Arnst. A-R-N-S-T.
A-R-N-S-T. Got it?
Yeah.
Okay, great. There we go. Okay, great. Now, let me just set this up. Just takes a quick second.
Did you cut that piece? No, this one.
Okay. Just loading, almost there. Then we just got two other quick steps, and you can get back to it.
Sure.
Appreciate your patience with that.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. I get nothing but calls for Google verifications. Is that going to stop? That's the only time I phone them. I don't get customers.
So actually, yeah, when we set up that security question for you, we'll make sure to use that security question. So any other call, if they don't start the conversation with that, you can just hang up on them. Now, I can also see if we can do something about the something else, but usually that, you know, should help with it a lot.
All right.
Okay, now let's see here. You should see that come through now, and then also you're going to get a text and an email with your invoice that has everything included as well as the pricing and everything. That's right. Also how you would e-sign. I think you'll see the text first, but I'll make sure. Let me just refresh.
Okay.
It should come through here. So yeah, you'll see the text, I believe, first, and then the email. So let me just refresh here.
Michael,
yeah,
look,
I think the text
one, part, two, three, all the half, all of it. And then we'll fill it up, right? That thing's done, right? That did the trick? But that did the trick? I know it will. I'm going to be done installing this water heater before you're done signing me up. How do you like that?
That, hey,
I've been at this 46 years. Listen to me, bro. I'm a retired Union General Foreman out of North New Jersey. I've built hospitals right out of the ground for 38 years.
Oh, wow.
I am. You don't get more. You're not. There is no better hands. And
no, seriously.
I have this small little company up here, and I'm looking to get this rocket to take off. All right.
Yeah,
it's my
time.
That's what we're, for me to make
exactly.
money.
Exactly. With the reputation that you have, and then now with this, like on the tech side, I mean, you're
got
perfect
me?
Placement.
You're going to take care
people.
Of me?
Hey, I'm going to take care of you, man. No worries.
That's
now, the tech
need.
Is your go-to guy going forward, but you're also going to have my contact info. I'm still the lead on this. So any questions or you want to upgrade, anything at all, you're going to have my contact
right.
info too. Yeah.
Awesome.
You'll be able to contact me. No worries.
Cool.
So let's see here. I think the text should have came through. Did you get that?
Hang on a second. Put some tools.
Also through email.
One second.
As well.
Hang on a second. Can you hear me?
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, I can hear you. Yes.
What do you want me to look for? Email?
So you should get a text and an email that has the invoice. I think.
Okay, yeah. Anthony, thanks for choosing Local Splash. They sent a copy of your invoice to the email.
Exactly.
Do I need to click the link? Do I need to do anything?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's real quick, though. And then there's one other quick step, and then you're good to go. So go ahead, click the link. That's going to take you into the invoice. Take a quick look, of course. Let me know if you got questions. Once you get to the bottom, there's a spot where it says, I'm the authorized user. You click the box there. Then type your name, Anthony DeFinis. Hit enter. That's how you would e-sign. That will take you to our website. Ask for your username and login. You'll receive that within 7 days. Since we're setting you up today, the tech is going to, you know, create your account and everything today.
All right. So
let me know.
Okay, I'm signing my name. I'm signing my name.
Okay.
Confirm signature.
Okay.
I typed it in.
Right. Type it in and then.
Just type it in,
then hit enter. And then make sure you click the box above that that says I'm the authorized user, too.
I did that. I clicked that. I clicked authorized user. I clicked sign, but it doesn't go to anything. And then I click confirm signature, but nothing happens. So I can hit.
It's maybe still loading?
It does not match. Please type. your name exactly as it appears.
Okay, okay, so I have it as A-N-C-H-O-N-Y.
My last name is actually two words. It's D-E capital F, but I advertise it as one word, so it's easy to... We just change the
word. Well, that's how I have it here, is D-E-F-I-N-I-S, one word.
Yes, with capital F. Yep. Yep. Okay, so
okay.
Confirm signature. Not doing it.
Try it with
match.
The... No, try it with the lowercase, the D-E-F-I-N-I-S. Try it with the lowercase.
Right. 1 second. And what, everything lowercase?
You can put the D as, you know, big, but the rest lowercase. Capital D and then the rest lowercase.
One. All right. No, I'm still not doing it.
It says...
You know why you just spelled Anthony? They want to spell Anthony, N-O-T-H. It's N-T-H-O-N-Y.
A-N-T-H-O-N-Y.
T-H-O-N-Y.
So the whole spelling is A-N-T-H-O-N-Y, or how is it?
That's right. That's correct. A-N-T-H-O-N-Y.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how I had it. Interesting.
No, it's the app is showing A-N-O-T-H-O-N-Y.
Oh, okay. Let me, 1 second here. Let me see if it's weird. Okay. You know what I'll do? I'll have the text. He'll make sure, because sometimes when I change it here, it won't populate right away, and I don't want to take too much more of your time. When you do the interview with the tech, he's going to send that to you and get that squared away, okay? Then we just have one other step here.
You want me to sign it misspelled?
I mean, if you want to, just for our purposes, you can. He's going to send you another one during the interview, though, too, just to make sure the spelling is correct, because that's, of course, important.
All right, so I got to misspell it to get it to work, right?
For it to work, yeah, now, yeah. If you don't mind, I mean, if not, that's okay too. He'll send you another one, but if you don't mind, sure. Thanks. I appreciate that.
Let's try it. All right. So now I'm going to spell it correctly, right? Now when I go to username, I'm setting it up.
Right. So the username and login, that actually will be set up here within 7 days. But since the tech is going to,
it says local splash login.
Right, yeah. So you'll get that username and login within 7 days. The tech is going to start creating their accounts. Right, so but it asks for a username and login, right?
Yes.
Right, so that, he's going to set that up for you today. The username for you and the login, the password.
So I'm not getting you'll any of that right now?
No, within 7 days. Since we're doing that today for you with the tech, you'll have that, you know, ASAP. Yeah, for sure. I'll make a note about that too. One other step, and I can let you go on your way here. So it's called a voice verification. It's to go along with the invoice I sent you. Now, it's, of course, also to ensure the accuracy of the order. Now, if there's anything you need to review or clarify, please let me know. It's very straightforward, but just in case. So I'm going to start now. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. Now, first, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
I'm listening. I can't
hear
you.
Okay, so first, no worries. First, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
The Fitness Plumbing, LLC.
Okay, now please state your name and title within the business.
Anthony DeFinis, President, DeFinis Plumbing, LLC.
Okay. Now, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. And you're also an authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
That's right. Yes.
Okay, great. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. And as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So that's why we set up the security question for you. That way you can disregard those calls that don't use our security question. And you will know it's us when we call. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, I have a number for you that the tech is going to call from and your go-to number going forward. I'll just text you that when we get off the phone, right? That'll be better?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you also agree to disclose or let us know of any additional online marketing efforts that you make during the term of your agreement?
Say that again.
Basically, if you have any other online marketing that you do, just let the tech know that. That way, there's no, like, anything that would interfere or dueling efforts or anything like that.
Okay, like the fact that I have somebody else that maintains my website already.
There you go. Exactly. Stuff like that or any other marketing that you do, just let him know that, him or her know.
But I'm going to release them and let you do, I'm going to release them and let you guys do everything. Isn't that correct?
That is correct. So I'll make a note that you did have somebody, but yeah, going forward you won't. So it shouldn't be a problem, but just for the tech to know is all the better, you know?
Okay.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup was charged today, April 28th, in the non-refundable amount of $299. This will be a recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 28th, or it'll be the 18th. If you want to change that, we can do that for you, in the amount of $299. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number I'll text to you to prevent charges for your next month of service. All you got to do is contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. No problem at all. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, all I got to do is send you the invite to the interview with the tech, which I can even do once we get off the line here, if you like.
Okay.
That way you can get back to it. It just takes a sec, but, I mean, I figure since you're working.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I'll send that over. And you said, what's a good time for that interview with the tech for you?
Anytime.
Anytime? Okay, so I'll set you up for, when do you guys think you'll be done there?
About an hour.
Okay, so I'll set it up for like an hour or about, it'll be about an hour and a half from now, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, perfect. So you're all set up. You're good to go. I'm going to text you my contact info as well once we get off the line here. Welcome to the team. I appreciate you calling in and getting started, and they'll call you within 30 minutes of that the time I'm going to set up for you that you'll receive through that email. It'll be a Google Calendar invite. Just confirm the RSVP. You'll see the time there. They'll call you to get you set up, okay?
All right. Hey, am I going to stay in touch with you? You and I are going to continue, or is this it for you?
Of course. Yeah. No, you're going to contact with the tech for most of the time, but you have my contact info in case you have any questions or anything at all. I'm going to text you my contact info once we get off the line here. That way you can stay in contact with me, okay?
Great. Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Anthony. You have a good one, okay?
You too.
Okay, yeah.
You too.